We have a new restaurant. In fact, it's right down the street from the radio station on Hague in Vandercook Lake, For the Soul. And we have the owners here, D'Artega and Ray Tipton, joining us. Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning.
So you've been in the biz for a month.
A month.
Yeah, and it's been quite good.
Huh?
It's been good for us. No complaints.
So obviously about a month ago you had to make a decision to get into business. Talk about that.
Yes, it kind of happened it was like spur of the moment, because we was actually driving around trying to find something to eat. And we was like, hey, let's go to Kirby's, which was the previous place that was there before us. So once we pulled up and got there, they was closed. And due to the fact that she had a hair appointment and she's friends with the sister of the past owner of Kirby's. So when she went to get her hair done, she inquired, and everything else is history.
Kirby's was a
smokehouse.
Smokehouse,
yes.
And it's right behind the tanning.
Tan-fastic, yes.
Salon there at Hague and McDivitt. So you start this restaurant. Ray, talk about, I guess, a little bit about your menu.
Yep. So our menu consists of a lot of different things that Jackson doesn't have. We wanted to make sure that things that we enjoyed and things that we cooked got brought into the restaurant. And then also from all of our travels, just making sure that the things that we enjoyed, you know, were brought back, kind of switched up, changed a little bit. And then so the Jackson has a new fresh taste. They have something different to come eat. And so far it has been phenomenal. Everybody loves it. We've got great reviews. We're working with the
Smells
health department.
Good.
Yes, it does.
They brought some treats in here.
Had to. We had to get you.
Yeah, it smells good. Yeah.
Yes, definitely. We're doing this from our hearts. We're making sure every dish goes out the way we would want it, the way we would eat it. And we're going to stay consistent.
Now, you've been in the restaurant business
basically my whole life.
Yeah. Your whole life.
Yeah. 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 So it's natural for me. It's normal for me, because I know, even as a server, you know, I'm not going to let something go out of my kitchen that I have to serve somebody that I wouldn't eat.
Right.
So it's the same thing.
And D'Artega, you're getting back.
Yeah, I'm kind of new to it. I haven't worked at a restaurant since I was like 18. Mm-hmm. So for me, the whole scene of the restaurant business.
Well, what are you, 19?
Yeah, I can do it. I appreciate it. Mm-hmm. But now I'm learning a lot from my wife. You know, what I don't know, she's helping me with. You know, we seem to teamwork very well, so we're getting it done.
Mm-hmm. So what doesn't Jackson have that you guys offer?
Well, one is going to be lamb chops. Lamb chops are not sold here. The lollipop lamb chops, we are the only place that has those.
Yes.
Seafood mac and cheese. We have specialty dogs. We do, another big seller is going to be our barbecue beef mac and cheese. People seem
loaded
to love
stuffed
that.
Potatoes. We have loaded stuffed potatoes with a steak or chicken Alfredo potatoes. We have those as well. We have hot links, which seems to nobody have around here. But it's those small things that people travel to go get. So we have a lot of stuff that everyone travels to go get.
Yeah, it sounds pretty unique.
Yeah.
Your menu.
Yep. So, and we're just going to keep adding on.
Yeah. And you guys deliver, have carry out the whole.
Yes.
Yep. We have a drive-through window. We try to keep just us inside the building, just because of COVID and everything else going on. So we try to have everybody just go through the drive-through. If we get busy and we've got cars waiting, I will go outside, or my son will go outside and try to take care of the cars, so that way we can get their food cooking while they wait and try to do it the best way that we can.
So, what, D'Artega? What have you learned here in the first month?
Oh, man, I've learned a lot. It's been keeping me on my toes, because multitasking always been my thing. But when you got like five orders here, three orders here, and you got to do all these things at once, you know, she comes in play and it helps a lot. So I'm learning. I'm learning a lot. I'm learning the business, as they say.
Well, you have soul in the name of your restaurant, but it's not just soul food.
Not at all.
It's more of a comfort.
It's more of a We enjoy cooking, so we cooking from the soul. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
That's what it is. You know, it's home cooking. We cook from the soul. We cook things, and we push out things that we love to eat. It's going to taste the same every time. It's not going to change flavor. It's not going to change texture or nothing like that. So we cooking from the soul, yes.
Well, Ray, you've been in the business. You know it's not easy.
No, I've never been on this end of it, though. I mean, I've managed. Obviously, I've been a server. I've been a bartender. I've done all that. Owning it is different. It's a lot of work. And I thought that I knew what a lot of work was, but
it never ends, does it?
It never ends. I sleep this. I wake up this. Our only day off, we do this.
Yeah.
So it'll get better. You know, we'll adjust. We'll get it figured out. But we're not going anywhere. We're running strong. And we're going to stay that way.
Yeah, along the way, you'll find some good employees that will
some reliable help.
Yeah.
Take some of the pressure off.
Yes.
Are you looking to add some people?
So we're training right now.
Okay.
And we're going to see how it goes. I have faith in who we hired, so I think that we will be great. It's just getting them comfortable with how we do things, you know. I want to make sure that we follow all health department rules and regulations. So far, mm-hmm. we've had no violations. I want to keep it that way. So I'm just making sure that somebody can adapt to what it is we're bringing to the table.
One thing you have that I don't see often is peach cobbler, and
yes.
I guess that's pretty popular.
It is. Yeah, it is. I sell out so much, and I sit there night after night, and I'm like, okay, I'm going to make this many today because I sold out this many yesterday, and I still have those people that come to the window, and they're like, you don't have any peach cobbler today, and I'm like, I already sold out. So I've been telling people lately, you know, call, place your order early. Even if you don't get out of work till 6, 7 o'clock, call and place your order at 4. Let me know you're coming so that way I can try to hold stuff back. And so,
other than that, it will be gone. It will be gone.
So was it difficult getting started in a, you know, you're in a pandemic here?
We got started quick. It was just us. We didn't try to do any bank backing or anything like that. We just went ahead and said, we're going to take our savings, we're going to invest it, and we're going to see what it does for us.
And up until now, we've barely did, like, outside of Facebook, we didn't do no paid promotion. We didn't do none of that. It was just the community itself that got involved and had other people reaching out to us. So it was like, it worked out. And
so like mostly drive through?
Yes, drive through and delivery.
Okay. What happens down the road?
So our plan is going to be...
Will you have any indoor type?
Yes. So what we are... You know, long-term plan so far right now is within the next 2 years. If we stay at the business we're at, or, you know, we go up in sales, we will be in a dine-in restaurant within 2 years.
Mm-hmm.
We just want to give ourselves the time. We want to get good staff. We want to make sure that we are acclimated and you know, we know our business, the ins and outs of all of it, mm-hmm. and then we will switch to a bigger location.
And, of course, the restaurant business is all... about reputation.
Yes.
And word of mouth.
Yes.
Isn't it?
I agree.
And that's where the communities came in, and they have been miraculous.
Very supportive.
Yes.
Like, we have people traveling from Detroit, Kalamazoo, Chicago. Just
really?
Just for
Chicago?
This experience. Yeah.
Yes.
Come on.
Just for this experience, I swear.
Chicago?
Yes. And some people put their orders in, they get there, they be mad. Because if you don't put your order in by a certain time, like, we run through 40 pounds of lamb chops.
Yeah, if I'm coming from Chicago, I want to make sure.
Oh, yeah. They got everything they asked for. They got
and
it
we
all.
We run through, like, 40 pounds of lamb chop within a 72-hour span. So it's like they're coming like that. And it's amazing. It's amazing.
So what's the top lamb one chops. Seller, would you say?
Garlic. I would say the garlic parm. I would say the
garlic parm
and
lamb
the zips. And the zip sauce. But some people like to mix. You know, they like to mix.
Mm-hmm.
So, but really the garlic parm.
Mm-hmm.
So lamb chops.
Yep. Philly cheesesteaks.
Philly cheesesteaks.
Or seafood mac and cheese.
Cabbage, greens.
See, those, you don't get those.
Right. Anywhere else.
Everywhere.
Yeah. Nope. And we make sure, like, you know, on the seafood mac and cheese, your shrimp is never going to be overcooked because we cook it per order. So I just want to make sure it's going to be the same way that you get it out of my house, which people know that I can cook and that I'm at my house and I cook. It's going to be the same way at the restaurant.
So if you call, what is it, a half hour?
So it depends. Lamb chops, we normally have a 15, 20-minute wait on. But like seafood mac and cheese, I can have out for you in 5 minutes. Yeah. So it just depends on, you know, how many orders we have ahead of you. Mm-hmm. But we crank that food out fast.
And we try to space ourselves. Well, actually, we space ourselves out if it does get too hectic. You know what I mean? So we space ourselves out. Everyone still get their order at the time that we give it out.
So are you working weekends?
Oh, yeah. Yep. Yes.
Every day?
Every single
day. We're open
day.
Tuesday through Sunday.
Okay.
Yep. Tuesday through Sunday, 11 a.m. to 8 p.m.
Oh, wow.
Yes. The only day we have off is Monday. But I promise you, we're still doing For the Soul business on Monday.
Yeah.
Well, good luck to you guys. Thanks for coming out.
We appreciate it. We hope you enjoy the food.
What'd you bring me?
We brought you some barbecue beef with mac and cheese. We brought you some seafood mac and cheese.
Wow. Potato salad, a cheesecake shooter, and our cornbread that is to die for.
Wow.
And I'm pretty sure you're going to let us know how it is.
Well, hey, thanks, guys.
We appreciate you. Thank you.
Thank you.
It's For the Soul, and they're right on Hague, right behind the tanning location there.
Yep.
So check it out.